I would just brief you by saying that it's a scandal of its kind since I started practicing like a lawyer. I mean, the judge lacked everything, even his integrity. He put it aside today. He decided to sacrifice his integrity.
What reasons did the judge give for upholding the sentence?
There is no reason because our clients are appellant and they did appeal for this matter because there was travesty of justice at the trial military tribunal Yaounde. And our clients have never been given their day in court. The lawyers themselves have never been given their day in court. The reason is that he called our clients, opened the session entirely in French, and he did not speak in English. And he expected our clients to be robust to understand him. And he decided to give the room to the prosecution or the legal department to come up and say, come up with observation that what they want the judge to do is that they should rely on what happened at the military tribunal to dismiss our appeal and then to maintain or uphold the life jail sentence that was slammed on them. That is just all. I've never seen this type of practice. I've never seen it. We are witnessing an anathema to justice.
Was Mr. Tabe and the other defendants, were they present in court? And what can you tell us about their physical being?
They were present in court, but I will tell you their physical being and their mood was not the best because since this matter entered the appeal court, they have denied them access to their lawyers. We've never met them. We seldom just meet them in court accidentally. We don't know whether they're coming or not. We don't know whether they serve them with their production warrants. We just meet in court accidentally. And the submissions that we wrote and we filed to the respondent, we've never got any reply. And just for the judge to decide to do what he did today, shamelessly. In fact, it is one of the most scandalous judgment that we've ever had in history, as you see in our documents. I mean, our clients can never get justice out here. Everything is a sham. It's a sham. In common law jurisdiction, this cannot happen. It cannot happen.
So what's next? What's the next move for you, the lawyers?
We are common law lawyers and we believe in justice, despite the fact that they're using unorthodox means in order to discourage us. We are professionals and we think that the world will hear us one day and they're setting a bad precedent as far as the civil jurisdiction is concerned. You know, we are common law and we are used to the acquisitorial system of justice and not the inquisitorial as the Francophones. So we know one day we're going to get there. We're preparing the matters entering the Supreme Court. We are upbeat and we're sure we're going to continue to teach them law.
Thank you very much again for taking the time to talk with us.
Thank you, sir.